meditating on what God is saying. And so what we want to do today is to use our imagination to take us into a place where God can speak to us. Now, how I'm going to do that is to use music and also tell you a story that will take you back 2,000 years. It will take you into one of the Bible stories, and it will take you into a situation that could have happened. This is actually a meditation that I got when I was on holiday one year. In fact, I got 5 meditations that I've put into a CD and cassette. And basically, it's looking at the cross of Jesus from different people's perspectives. And what could have happened if you look at their story in the Bible? What could have happened to them? So what I want you to do is to close your eyes, relax, put your Bibles or your notepads down. You won't need them at the moment. You will need them at the end, but you won't need them right at this very moment in time. Get yourself comfortable in the chair that you're in, as comfortable as possible. And what I want you to do is for you to become the person I am talking about in this meditation. Do you understand? When I go through this particular story, I want you to become the person so you feel the emotions this person must have felt. I want you to allow me to paint a picture in your mind that will stir up your senses to actually be where this person is, to see what this person is seeing. And then at the very end, Susan's going to come and sing a song. And then after that, the music will come back on again. I'll probably come on and pray or whatever. And then what I want you to do is to turn in twos to your partner and just tell your partner how, you know, perhaps maybe even note it down first of all while the music is playing, and then get into twos and pray and tell your partner what you got out of that particular meditation, how God spoke to you, what it was all about, what it stirred up in you. It might have stirred up, you know, a great emotion in you. It might have stirred up a longing to know Jesus more. It might have stirred up a whole sorts of different things in you. Just write down simple things and then tell, go into your partner, tell each other, and then pray for one another. All right? So let's move into this. Anyone get any questions? Everybody understand? Yeah? Okay. So as I say, you won't need your pen and paper until the end, but you will need it later on. So sit back, relax, and imagine yourself that you're a Jew living 2,000 years ago when Israel was conquered by the Romans. Okay. Well, I hope that meditation meant something really deep to you, and that God really spoke to you through it, and that somehow the cross of Christ becomes more of a reality to each of us, because we hear and know so much about the cross of Christ, don't we? I was grown up with it, you know. I became a Christian when I was only 6 years of age, and of course the story of the cross of Christ is just so, you know, central to the Christian faith, and yet we sometimes so take it for granted, don't we? And it's so important to be reminded again and again of what actually Jesus went through at the cross and how it was accomplished, and that he did die in our place. So I hope God really spoke to you through that. You can come and share some of the things that God got during lunchtime, or God gave you during lunchtime or whatever. But let's move on to one other meditation just before we break for lunch. Now, I have to say, you're going to love me for this one. You're going to say, Nancy, you're wonderful. You are. You're definitely going to say that to me. Because this is a meditation on an object, not necessarily on, you know, like using your imagination or using the Bible, but this is actually using something, an object, to speak to you about what God wants to say. All right, so that's what we're going to do. Sometimes I use fruit, sometimes I use nature, you know, piece of a tree or a flower or whatever it happens to be. But today we're not going to use any of those things. We're actually going to use a piece of chocolate. I told you you'd like me, didn't I? So everyone in the room is going to be given a piece of chocolate. Now, before Suze gives it out, can I just say, I don't want you just to take the chocolate and put it in the mouth, all right? Because what I want you to do is to use your senses, not just your taste, but all your senses, to enable God to speak to you through this chocolate. So what I want you to do is when you get it, put it on a piece of paper or something that it won't melt for a start, and you know, look at it, use your sight, look at it, and then maybe feel it, you know, touch it, and then maybe, you know, smell it, and then maybe taste it after that, and ask God to speak to you through it, so that you're using all of your five senses to reach out to God and to ask God, what does he want to speak to you through this particular chocolate? Now, sometimes when I give this out, people look at me as if to say, can God speak through chocolate? Well, let me say to you, if God can speak through an ass, God can speak through anything, let's face it, right? God spoke through a donkey in the Bible. So let's ask God to speak to us through this chocolate. Lord, I just want to ask you, as this chocolate comes round and as we get our own little piece of chocolate, God, I ask you that you would speak to us so clearly through this little piece of chocolate. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, piece of chocolate coming round, as I say, don't immediately put it in your mouth, and only take one piece of chocolate, not two, just in case we don't have enough. And then when you get it, meditate on it, and then write down what you get from it, and then I'm going to be asking a few volunteers to come up and share what you got from this particular piece of chocolate. Everybody understand what you're doing? Any questions? No? All right. There will be some music coming in the background when Robin comes back to his seat. But once you get the chocolate, if we can try and keep the noise down so that people can concentrate, try and keep quiet so that people can concentrate, and let's ask God to speak to us through the chocolate. Okay, is everyone ready? Yeah? Do I have any volunteers that'd like to come out and just share what you got? Yeah, one there, one there. Yeah, we'll have one, two, and three. Could I have a lady in here? Come on. A lady, yes. One forward. Right, just share what you got.
I had three things with a piece of chocolate. I didn't think I would have anything, actually. And I thought chocolate. The first thing is, before the chocolate was handed over to me, I saw chocolate in my hand melting, as you were saying, not to hold it in your hand, you know, a piece of paper. And as it was melting, it turned into sand, and it was like trying to grab something, but the sand running between the fingers. And the first thing that made me think is like life, you know, it's so fleeting, it just goes and it disappears before you know. The second thing was, I didn't actually eat the chocolate yet because I didn't know if I was allowed. I saw the chocolate melting in my mouth, and I thought, oh, you know, that's very delicious, that's something that the world has to offer. And I thought, and there it's gone, you know. Again, the things that the world offers is, you know, is fleeting, just like life. And if we, you know, we attach our desires upon those things, they're gone before you know. And then I actually looked at the piece, and it made me think of a little brick. And the first thing that I saw is the cornerstone, Jesus the cornerstone, and then I saw a tower being built upon it. And I thought, this is the tower of the Lord, you know, this is the one that cannot be moved, this is the rock of salvation. And so from seeing that chocolate piece being something fleeting, something, you know, of the world, that you cannot get hold of, it became something really strong, something that was safety in the Lord.
Great. Three things from chocolate. It's not bad, is it? Hey, your friend.
Okay. God took me back to where I was really raised up in Ghana. And my grandmother has got a farm where they plant cocoa. And what I realized was when you actually get the cocoa off the plant itself and you break it, and what they do is they dry it up. And when they dry up, I really hate the seed because they stink. You know, I know you see the chocolate and it's great and nice, but cocoa seeds really stink. You know, and then they put it in these sacks, then you know, ship it down and export it. And I was really thinking, you know, God was just speaking to me like the cocoa seed is planted, it grows up, and then you know, it's plucked off the tree, and it looked as though it was fine, but people are not satisfied with it, and then it's cracked again, and then the seeds are taken out, and then dried, and then taken off to be processed. And just like our lives, you know, our life is a process, and you know, we think everything is fine, but God wants to dry us up and put us in sacks, and not, you know. Don't see yourself in a sack. You're free. And, you know, really, you know, at that time we stink, you know. And it's like life is a process. There's a time when you really, you know, as a Christian, you there was a time when you were nobody. God, you know, you didn't know God. And at that time, the seeds really did stink. But once the seed's been processed, it smells so good, you know. And our life is not, may not be perfect yet, but God is perfecting us daily. Amen.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you.
I'm Greg. I was kind of looking at the chocolate and thinking to myself that, you know, God just wants to give us good things. Just there's so many good things in the world, and he just wants to give us good things all the time. So many things are kind of made with no reason to have nice smells or no reason for beauty, and yet there is so much beauty in the world. And as I was kind of watching and thinking, yeah, it does look nice, this chocolate, I wanted to shove it down my gob. And obviously I've done that quite a few times before. But I just wanted to, but then suddenly I think God was reminding me that actually the things of this world are kind of fleeting, and they might satisfy us temporarily, but to wait for, you know, eternal salvation is the prize we all want and we're all thankful for. And that really excited me, that the fact that you can wait and hold yourself back from certain things that I have in the past not held myself back from, and be saved. So there.
Great.
Thanks.
Great, isn't it?
My name is Bola. Mine is slightly unusual. When I got my chocolate piece, I saw the brand's name, Cadbury's, which is perceived as quite popular and, you know, relatively good. And my chocolate, as you can see now, he has extras on the side, you know. Yeah, he has pieces on the side, yeah. And I thought, sometimes we see people and they've got bits on the side, we see them as having it all. And sometimes we see them as quite pompous. And then, you know, I turn my chocolate over, and on the side is quite plain. And it's almost like it revealed to me that in spite of people on the outside, they might seem quite to have it all, but in reality, we're all quite plain. And we all need, you know, something extra more within us. And then I try flicking my... This might sound a bit funny. I try flicking my chocolate. I flicked it, you know, gently, about two or three times. It didn't, you know, nothing happened. And I flicked it firmly, and it fell with a big thud. I know it's only a piece of chocolate, but that's how it fell to me. And it seems like when people that... It's almost like, to me, it was talking about evangelism, that sometimes we see people that it seems to us that they do have what we perceive to be perfect life. But in reality, we really do have to ask for God to give us that confidence and the boldness to actually go after them. You talked about Mr. Wigglesworth,
yeah.
And now he's in the when he's on the train, he does say, God, give me the opportunity to actually talk to people. And then it's like, we are actually enjoying the grace of God. We're all here, we're smiling, we're laughing, because we believe in Jesus. But what about those who haven't had the opportunity and may not have the opportunity?
That's
yeah, that's what I got from my little chocolate.
Brilliant, well done. All that from chocolate, eh? It's not bad. By the way, if you have still got it, you can eat it now. You could have eaten it in the in the meditation, but just not at the beginning. We're going to break for lunch in a minute, but let me just tell you, we've got a table up the back there that's got lots of different things in it. So I'm going to give you an overview of what is up at the back there, so you can have a little browse during lunchtime or whatever. I talked about Smith Wigglesworth. Well, I've brought a few of books around that have been written on his life. He never wrote a book himself, but he's had many books written about his life. So if you want to get a hold of this is $3.99. That's up the back. I talked to you about my own book, which is $4.99, and it's up the back there. You can grab a hold of that, the last 16 copies, as I said. I spoke about our stuff that we do in the clubs and the pubs. If you want to take something home that is a CD of what some of the music that we release into the clubs, then this is the one to grab a hold of. It's called Existence. It's by one of our DJs. We've got a band called Tomorrow's Girl. I've got their little EP here as well. So if you want to take their CD home, you've probably heard of Tomorrow's Girl. Certainly people who have been at the weekend has. You can ask them what they're like, and I'm sure Robin will play a little bit of it during lunchtime. For those of you who enjoyed the meditation on the cross, I've written, as I said, 5 meditations, all in the cross, all looking at the cross from different aspects, and also the other 10 tracks that are on here, the other 5 tracks that are on here, because there's 10 altogether, is the music by itself. If you wish to get some of the music we've been playing this morning, if you want to have it to meditate, you know, to different things on, then that's actually the music by itself, and you can meditate to those particular meditations, or you can use my spoken voice through it. So if you want to get a hold of that, that's $9.99. There's also a cassette of it up there for $6.99. There's lots and lots of different leaflets up there, masses of them. One, it tells you about our new Missions and Arts Centre, Cadman, our training, if you're interested in any of your young people or whatever, having a year out or having, you know, giving your life to God in terms of being a missionary, grab a hold of this one that tells you all about our training programs. This is our newsletter with one of our DJs on the front, if you want to grab a hold of that. And I've got a video up the back that you can take me home with you if you like. That is a video, it says, dealing with disappointment, how to deal with disappointment. A couple more things. And if you're not going to buy anything from the stall, can I say, please buy one of these. It's only 50p, but it's actually one of the probably most important tools you will ever buy in your life for getting to know God, and that is because it's a Bible reading planner. If you use a Bible reading planner, I'm sure you will agree with me that it's an excellent way to go through the Bible from cover to cover, either in a year or 2 years. One of them is for a year, one of them is 2 years. I started back in 1979 going through the Bible. I'd never read through the Bible up until that point. And at 1979, I decided I would take a Bible planner, and I've done it from then on until now. And I tell you, we need to be people who know God's Word. And the only way to do that is to read it and study it and get into it and, you know, make the Bible become part of you, if you like. Eat it, digest it, make it become part of you. So when you squeeze you, what comes out but the life of Christ in you? And if you haven't got anything else, if you only get 50p, then buy this, all right? Buy one of these, because I tell you, it really will change your life. It changed my life, getting into God's Word and discovering what God has to say through the whole of the Bible. It gives you different passages, probably about three chapters to read a day in the 1 year one, and it gives you roughly between 1 and 2 chapters a day to read in the 2 year Bible planner. It takes you through the whole Bible in 2 years. And I'm going to hand back to Andy, give you some instructions for lunch. Is that Paul? Sorry, why did I say Andy? Well, he's called Andy today, did you not know that?
Thanks. What we're going to do is, if you brought children, could you go and relieve the people in the crowd that are...